Welcome to 20 Minutes and 2 Beers In. I'm JD.
Hey everybody, this is Bobby.
And episode 151, and we're actually in the same locale.
JD finally allowed me back in the studio. It's pretty exciting stuff.
It's been a while.
It has been a while. Like a month or so since I've been in here.
Wow.
Love what you did with the place.
Well, you know, we did some spackling.
There was a lot of bad smells when I came in here. I had to Febreze the hell out of this place.
Wow.
Yeah, when I'm not around, JD apparently orders all sorts of weird food and makes weird smells come out of his body.
I am an eater. yeah, so it's great to have you back. Sure. Mm. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I'm sure it's great to be drinking beer with you right now.
Yeah, we're drinking one we've had many times. It is a traditional from the oldest brewery in the country.
U.S. of A.
Yeah, we're just having a Yingling, just kicking back, having a Yingling.
Enjoying some Yingling and some laughs.
Well, at least we'll have Yingling.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Bobby, it's time for the beer devotional.
You have your weekly beer devotional.
And this is from Stouts Brewing Company, the Smooth Hopperator. You get what they did there?
Smooth Hopperator.
Hopperator.
Oh, is that how it goes? I like that.
Hopperator. The quote is from Jack Handy of Deep Thoughts.
Oh, love that.
If you ever reach total enlightenment while drinking beer, I bet it makes beer shoot out your nose. Yeah.
I've had that happen.
The Hopperator is a Doppelbock, clear red amber color with a thick tan head. No jokes. Anyway, it looks pretty
family
good.
Family podcast,
from
JD.
The Stout Brewing Company in Pennsylvania. So,
hey, we're drinking a Pennsylvania beer, and the Beer Devotional is recommending a Pennsylvania beer.
It is. Well, we have a fun podcast. I think I'm going to get fired up a lot today.
Really?
I think I'm going to get fired up a lot.
Wow.
Because we're talking some major coaching decisions lately that have come under fire.
A lot of stuff has gone on with coaches, NBA, NFL, college. So it's time we air them all out. We talk about every single one. I've got at least 7 that I can think of, JD.
I'm ready to discuss.
I think are ripe for the picking.
Nice. And it is the holiday season, Bobby.
So we'll bring to you all you need to know about the holiday season specials that you're going to be seeing on TV.
Yes.
Obviously, JD's favorite has already aired. That's Merry Christmas.
The CMT Christmas.
Charlie Brown.
The Metallica's Christmas special.
Oh, they have one now,
No, but I think,
in your dreams, is that something?
Didn't Kiss do one year? Like a
probably
long,
like Kiss Saves Christmas or something like that.
Something like that, yeah. But that's not on our list.
No, definitely not. That's not going to be airing anytime near you. But we do have all the best ones, some new ones that I'm pretty excited about, JD.
He's got a twinkle in his eye, folks. I'm a little nervous.
I don't think you should be nervous. You should be excited.
Oh, jeez. All right, well, stick around. When we come back, we're going to talk about coaches that have made some interesting decisions. Stop around when I should have been there with you, and after all that we lost, I swear I'll never let go. You and I. And we're back, and for your benefit as listeners, I'm not going to sit right next to the microphone as I talk. I'm going to kick back, drink my beer. Bobby, coach has made some interesting decisions this week.
Yeah, obviously the biggest one that everybody's been talking about is in the Alabama-Auburn game. Going for a 57-yard field goal attempt.
Right.
With 1 second left. I don't think that was the only controversial one in the game, though. With 5:40 left, 4th-and-1 on the 13-yard line, Bama was up 7. They could have gone up 10. They opted not to go for the 30-yard field goal. Obviously, their field goal kicker had missed 3 short ones earlier in the game. So
yep.
It's a little bit of a controversy. They went for it. They did not make it. I had no problem with that call, the 4th-and-1 call, going for it, because if you do get that first down, most likely you're going to push, obviously you're going to push it closer, you're going to run more clock out, you might even get that touchdown, which could have put the game away.
Well, and that's the key, you're going to run more clock off, and okay, let's say you don't get it, you know what, they're going to be buried into your territory.
Yeah, they're at the 13-yard line, yeah.
I can live with that decision.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can live with that. The kick.
57-yarder.
The 57-yarder.
With a kicker who's a true... Was he a true... No, I think he's a redshirt freshman. He'd only done 2 kicks all year.
And you're going to throw him out there in the biggest game in the world
mm-hmm.
at that point in time and kick it. I wouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have done it. You punt away and live another day.
Well, or you do a Hail Mary right there, right?
Too many bad things can happen.
You think so?
Yes. Too many. Well, we see what can happen if a guy gets it 9 yards deep in the end zone on a failed kick. So Hail Mary's so low percentage.
Yeah.
Play for overtime. That's what I do if I were there.
I disagree with the field goal attempt, obviously, because of he's a redshirt freshman, and he's only done two kicks all year. Obviously, the coaching staff knows what he's done in practice, knows what he did in warmups, so they must have had an idea that he could kick it from that far. But I the other reasoning behind that is you weren't centered on that kick. He was kicking from the far left hash.
Yeah.
So in college football, it's harder to aim that.
But even still, it was short. It's not like he was, it was wide one way or the other. It was short.
Yeah.
No, you don't kick it. That I think that was a bad call, couldn't happen to a better coach. What else you got?
Bears Vikings game. There were two calls.
Yes,
by Mark Trestman, which I've liked a lot of his calls so far this season. There's really been two calls that I've found questionable. One of which was from this game. The other was from the previous week. We're not going to talk about the previous week, but there were two calls that he did. One was a 66-yard field goal attempt at the end of regulation by Robbie Gould, which was short. The other was a 47-yard field goal attempt in overtime on second down, second and seven. That was crazy. Why are you going? Third down is what you go for.
Third down is what you go but for.
Second down, and his reasoning was, well, I thought Robbie could make it from that range, and I didn't want to risk getting a penalty. Easy enough. You run the ball. Second down, you just do a running play, and you tell your guys, just push, don't hold.
Well, but here's also, I think the Bears felt at that point in time they were on borrowed time because they didn't have the momentum that the Vikings, were gaining at that point in time. I'm okay with him having Robbie kick. The 66, you know what? The kid's got the leg for it. Normally, he's got the leg for it. So even the 66, I was like, let's see what the kid can do. Arguably, we talked about it during the game.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best kickers in the league, potentially of all time.
Yeah.
Statistically. So I was okay with the 66. I was okay with the 47. But like you, run the ball up the gut.
Yeah.
Get five more yards.
One more play. Even if it's a yard closer, 2 yards, it's still closer.
Yep. Yep. And, the Vikings obviously benefited from those decisions, but Vikings had some woes of their own. The penalty and that negated the winning kick to begin with in overtime, but they ended up getting it. So, what else you got for
Brady Hoke, Michigan OSU.
Do it.
Goes for two.
Go for it.
Here's my only hang up. I like the idea behind it. I would have liked it better if you were on the road. You're at home. You have the Michigan advantage there. So why not take it into overtime and see if the fans can amp it up and give you that, take advantage of what you you're playing at home.
Sure. I hear you, but you're Michigan this season. You have nothing to lose. You lose that game.
Absolutely.
Everybody expected you to lose that game.
Mm-hmm.
You have a chance to win. If that would have been complete, Brady Hoke would be the biggest genius in college football, and we'd be talking accolades on how he should be coach of the year next year.
Yeah.
I liked the call. I did. And they stuck by it. He's like, I thought we could make it.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's win this ball game. I like the guts. It didn't pay off in that game, but those guts are going to pay off long term for Michigan because they're backing the guy who's willing to make the risk to get them to win. So I liked the call. I really did.
And for what it's worth, a lot of people are saying the same thing. He's not catching really any flack for that call. So kudos to Brady Hoke.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Belichick, a week prior, Denver Patriots, they go into overtime. He takes the wind rather than the ball. That was an interesting one where even it was funny because they won the toss and the players were looking towards the sideline because they were like, are you serious?
Yeah.
You don't want the ball. We don't want to mess this up right now because we will get benched for eternity.
Always take the ball. Always take the ball. In overtime, take the ball.
And I know it was a windy situation, but still, I don't know. I do not have the guts to make that call.
No, I people talk about the genius of Belichick, and yeah, the guy is a genius.
Mm-hmm.
No, you take the ball. Always take the ball.
Mathematically, I don't think there was anything on his side with that one.
No.
If you look at any of the computers. All right. Jason Kidd, we're going to jump into basketball real quick. He's out of timeouts, but he wants to take a timeout. So he picks up his drink and he tells one of his players, hit me. So his player runs into him, spilling the drink on the court. So they've got to take it. So they've got to stop the play to clean up the court and they can get a timeout.
Yeah. It's a little cheap. It's cheap.
Really cheap.
But you know, you got to laugh and go, well, good thinking.
It's really funny because he says after the game that it's unintentional, but the video is clear. He, as the player's coming towards him, he says, hit me, and he picks up his drink so that, and the guy shoulders him, so it'll go, and it goes all over the place. I mean,
it's cheap. But right now, with how they're playing,
they need everything they can get.
It's cheap. Bad move, but hilarious.
Mike Tomlin, last one.
Wow, Mike talk Tomlin, about hilarious.
Walking around like a confused old man during the kickoff return and just barely gets out of the way. Not flagged, but he's going to get a fine for it from the NFL.
Well, it could be big. I mean, there's been talks of upwards of a six-figure fine and also loss of draft picks.
I don't know about that. That's a little...
I think he should be fined. And he, his press conference today, we're recording this on Tuesday, his press conference today really went, he apologized for disgracing the game. You know, just disrespect and all this. And I mean, he was very humble.
Yeah.
It was bad. It was bad. I mean, I watch, I'm like, did that happen? And it obviously impacted the play and impacted, you know, what was the momentum of what was going on at that point in time. Yeah. So it was horrible. I like Mike Tomlin. I like him a lot. I love the passion he brings to the game.
Mm-hmm.
It was a, I wouldn't quite say a Woody Hayes-esque move, but it was bad.
Yeah.
So
which one of these coaching decisions do you think took the most cojones?
Brady Hoke.
Yeah.
Yep. Brady Hoke's, I mean, man, they could have upset, you know, what
it would have prevented them from being in the national championship, which Ohio State right now is on pace for if they beat Michigan State.
Yeah, which is not a gimme by any stretch of the imagination. Sure. Michigan State lost only one game, and that was against Notre Dame.
Yeah.
But it did bring a smile to my face thinking that there may not be an SEC team in the national championship. So that was a good thing that came out of it. I think that took the most guts. Which do you think was the cheapest?
The cheapest is Mike Tomlin, by far, doing that little, and then trying to make up for it after the game. Oh, I just like to watch kick returns on the Jumbotron, and that's why I missed it. No, no.
No, you don't.
That was real. It was worse than what the Jets did a few years ago, how they had the players line up to try to prevent a guy from returning the from running through them on the sidelines on the punt return, because it's the head coach. You expect a lot better from the head coach. More. Which was the worst coaching decision?
The worst coaching decision? It's hard. Ooh. Belichick.
Yeah.
Get the ball. Take the ball. I was almost going to go Trestman. Go, you know, take another down, but I'm going Belichick because you always take the ball. You want the ball in your offense's hand,
and he likes the ball. If you ever hear a Mark Trestman conference, he loves talking about the ball. Love the ball.
The ball.
Gotta get the ball. Protect the ball.
So
that's Mark Trestman for you.
Yeah,
JD, we are going into our next segment about holiday specials. So I'm bringing another holiday music to us as I did last week. This week, it's Julian Casablancas of The Strokes. He did I Wish It Was Christmas Today, which is actually kind of a cover. It was an SNL skit a few years previously, and he made it into a full-length song. I don't care what the neighbors say, Christmas time is here. I don't care what anyone says, Christmas is full of cheer. All I know is the Santa sleigh is making its way to the USA. I wish it was Christmas today.
It's a catchy tune. I love when they did it on Saturday Night Live. And that rendition rocked for once. In 151 episodes, Bobby brought the rock.
Glad you enjoyed it, JD. And, you know, as we're recording right now, and when this gets posted, as we all know now, we post Thursday night into Friday morning. And the what are you looking for, buddy? You're looking all around.
I was looking for a pen.
Looking for a pen? I have a pen here. Right, there you go.
Look at you. This is my pen. You stole my pen.
I did steal your pen during the first segment. But JD, the Saturday Night Live Christmas special is actually, we're going to be posted after it airs. It's actually airing Wednesday of this week. Early on, first week of December, and Saturday Night Live's throwing up their Christmas thing. But that's because NBC's bringing the pain with their Christmas specials. They got a lot of stuff they're bringing out this year.
You know, they're sitting back there going, Lifetime, I know you have a lot of Christmas movies. I'm trying to think. There's a few networks.
ABC Family's
ABC
all about
Family has,
Christmas stuff.
Yeah, the 30 Days of Christmas.
Yeah, just like they do for Halloween.
Yeah, they do the 31 Days of Halloween or something like that. ABC Family, Lifetime, and NBC.
And NBC, they're bringing a lot of really good specials this year. And when I'm talking specials, we're going to talk the standards. You know, your standard Frosty the Snowman, Rudolph and the Island of Misfit Toys, Grinch, that sort of thing. Those things are on TV, obviously. But then there's the specials, which are the celebrities coming out and stepping to the plate and seeing if they can do something good. I think it's a challenge to carry a holiday special.
It really is. And, you know, not a lot have done it right now. I believe our wives are watching a CMT Christmas special on purpose.
Yeah. I think the only time I would ever see that would be by mistake. And if the remote control's batteries fell out simultaneously with me coming across that one.
You know, before we got together at the studio today, I was at home and sitting on the couch, and all of a sudden I look and she's got that on, and I was just exhausted. I'm like, I'm not getting up.
Yeah.
What is Darius Rucker going to sing to me today?
Oh, Darius Rucker was on it?
He was on.
Oh, man.
Followed by Sheryl Crow. Yeah, that's what you had to expect. But there are a lot of good specials out there, Bobby.
Yeah.
But there are a few you want to highlight.
I do. Bublé. Bublé's back.
Bublé
brings the pain every year.
Which is what you want, a Christmas special that's bringing the pain.
Bring the pain. Michael Bublé's third annual holiday special That's airing December 18th on NBC, one of the many NBC specials they're doing.
Okay.
But I like Buble. Great voice. And pretty funny when it comes down to it.
No, he's
not as funny as Groban. If you want to take the crooners at who is like the funniest, I think Groban's the funnier of the two.
Josh Groban is hilarious. John Mayer, while not a crooner, hilarious.
Oh, fantastic stuff. Kelly Clarkson has she's got a cautionary Christmas music tale on NBC a week before Buble. I think that full title is because it was a working title. They said, we're giving Kelly Clarkson a special. This is a cautionary thing, guys. This might not be good. And Kelly Clarkson saw, I was like,
her water may break while she does the...
Let's put this on there. That's great.
Oh,
that's my Kelly Clarkson. I think it's pretty solid.
Is Justin Guarini going to do it with her?
Oh, yeah. That's a dated joke. It's a really dated joke.
I was just impressed. I remember the guy's name. From Justin to Kelly, everybody loves that film. You know what's funny
is, when JD said that, he actually rolled up his sleeve and looked at it on his arm. He'd written it down from earlier. He wanted to pull that joke out.
But I may have a tattoo of Justin and Kelly.
Oh, no.
From the poster from Justin to Kelly.
Matthew Morrison is another singer that's getting a special this year. But his PBS, I think if you get a PBS Christmas special, it tells you you're not really ready for it yet.
No, You're in the minors.
Yeah.
You hope to get called up.
I mean, Mary J. Blige even got one, but
she's got 40.
Yeah. She's all over the place this year.
And still, I couldn't tell you one song she does. Ever. Ever. Ever.
Yeah. I'm...
Name one.
Hard-pressed.
Name one.
Right now.
Right now.
Hard-pressed. Name one. Can't do it.
Mary J. Blige.
Unless hard-pressed is a song. I am not able to name one. Celine Dion's getting a Christmas special this year.
Did she die in a plane crash?
That every year they say that, don't they? It's like the is that Paul Walker? Is that no, way too soon. I'm sorry. Way too soon. You should not have laughed at that.
I thought you were going to throw.
You should not have laughed at that.
I thought you were going to throw out Buddy Holly.
John Denver? No, I'm throwing a Paul Walker out there. The Marshall football team?
But no.
Yeah. Marshall football team joke. That would be the first one ever. Do you want to bring up a Marshall? Do you want to bring us down any further? A Marshall football team joke? Oh, man.
Oh.
Let's get us back on track, JD. This is the one I'm looking forward to the most.
Okay. All right.
Robot Chicken is doing a Christmas special.
Oh, okay.
Robot Chicken.
You've got my attention.
Born Again Virgin Christmas Special is the name of it. It's airing on Cartoon Network, Adult Swim, on December 16th. Set your DVRs now. I love Robot Chicken. They did great with Star Wars.
I don't watch it nearly enough, and every time I watch it, very entertaining.
Yeah, it's outstanding. And then the last thing I wanted to highlight.
Highlight it?
Is the Christmas Light Fight, which is going to be a show, like 4 episodes on ABC, which is a contest between families with Christmas light displays. Don't know how that's going to go. Because I like that in person when you're driving around the neighborhood, you see Christmas lights, especially ones set to music. That's pretty awesome.
Right.
But doing this as a TV show, I feel like this should have been like a TLC thing. I don't know if ABC's the proper network for this.
No, I would say it is not. I think that belongs on the YouTubes.
Yeah.
What are you drinking, Bobby?
I'm drinking rain beer, Shiner Holiday Cheer that JD's family so nicely made them into little reindeer.
It's got antlers on
and
the bottle.
And JD told me I'm not allowed to drink it unless I drink it with the antlers, and I almost gouged out both my eyes just now.
It takes skill. It takes skill to tame the rain beer. But yeah, there's a lot of interesting specials out there.
Yeah.
Didn't the Muppets just do a special with Gaga?
Yeah, you blasted it last week. Did you see any of it? I didn't
see.
No.
That was the weirdest sneeze ever.
We're live.
That was the weirdest sneeze ever. I started watching Rudolph. Now, of course, I've got a little one, as you do as well. And so I'm aware of like, okay, maybe the boy will love watching this. He's 2.
Yeah.
So I recorded Rudolph. Harmless enough.
Absolutely.
You do realize it could be one of the more racist and sexist specials ever.
Really?
I know I talked a little bit about this last year, but yeah. Yeah, because Rudolph's out there lost. Donner goes to his wife, Blitzen. Was he married to Blitzen?
No, that's another
Donner, and dude. There's another reindeer. Anyway.
There's a lot of reindeer.
There are.
Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen. Comet and Cupid, Donner and Vixen.
Dixon.
There's no Dixon.
No Donna Dixon? Okay, all right. You learn something every day.
Yeah, you do.
No, Donner goes, I gotta go look for him. And he's like, oh, and she's like, oh, I want to help. No, this is man's work. I watch, I'm like, I remember that when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And there is a number of things in that beloved tale. But yeah, I'm excited to see a little Heat Miser, Cold Miser this year. But
that one's only available on the ABC Family. Like, ABC Family brings out the buried ones, but yeah. that you're not going to see anywhere else. Grinch is on everywhere, but the main ones, it's TBS and ABC. But it's also AMC Family, like, every week, because ABC Family can do that. Yep. And It's a Wonderful Life, obviously. NBC, December 14th.
Do they play it the whole day?
No, it's just
didn't
one,
they do the Wonderful Day type of
thing? No, that's okay. Christmas Story. You're thinking 24 Hours of Christmas Story.
Are they doing
TNT,
that again?
Of course.
Okay.
That's fantastic. Christmas Day, TNT. But, you know, Christmas specials every year. We got some good ones this year. Could be some misses. I think the Matthew Morrison's a definite miss. But no, Buble and Robot Chicken. Buble. That's the one that I set my DVR for.
Nice. Nice. Well, there's a lot to be watched this holiday season. And Bobby finally was able to consume a little bit of his beer. Got past the antlers.
Yep.
And so we're very proud of you.
Thank you.
Well, it's time for my music. And this is a group called Phosphorescent. Just came across them. It's a newer release. The song is called Ride On. One of those songs you just kind of bob your head to.
Yeah.
The whole album is good. Phosphorescent is the album, and I believe it's called Mochacho is the name of the album, Phosphorescent group. But good stuff. I enjoyed it. So, Bobby, it's time for the six pack.
We matched ourselves. I think this was the most wins each of us has gotten all year.
In one week.
We both matched each other. 12 wins this week.
Yes.
And picking the games. So we're tied. So we went to the tiebreaker, which was an inning of RBI baseball on the old NES.
Like old school RBI baseball. Who did you take?
I took Boston.
And I took the Minnesota Twins.
I got doubled up. I had a good beginning of the game double to start it off.
You had to play at the plate potentially.
Advanced the runner to third on a sac fly. And then I doubled out to the third baseman.
Yes.
Line out. It was unfortunate. And then the next inning, you doubled. Your first hit was a double. Second man up, single to center field, scores the runner. So you got it.
Game over.
To go last in this, but we need to start with some music.
And we're going
to
start it now.
JD, holiday movies. We talked about the specials. It's a Wonderful Life is one that a lot of people would say is untouchable. However, They're making a sequel to it. It's in the works. It's going to be called It's a Wonderful Life, The Rest of the Story. JD, what holiday movie is untouchable, can never be remade, and should not have a sequel?
Christmas Vacation. Mm. You can't say the other vacation movies are prequels or sequels. Yeah, no. I mean, it stands
on its own. Yeah, yeah.
Stands on its own. Absolutely fantastic movie. Love it. So that's what I'm going with.
All right.
Bobby, we talked about Christmas specials. What musician would you like to see put out a Christmas special?
Musician with a Christmas special? You know, it'd be cool to see what Fun would do with a Christmas special.
Wow.
They're all creative guys, and I think they could pull in a lot of good celebrities and other musicians in there. I like that. JD, I'm going to toss it right back at you. You get to give a musician, an actor, or a comedian, anybody you want, a holiday special, but you got to name that person and what channel you would air it on.
Who would I like to see do a Christmas special, and what channel would I like to see it on? He's already overexposed.
Okay.
But I'm going with Ron Burgundy. We just watched a little Ron Burgundy clip from SportsCenter.
Yeah.
Ron Burgundy needs to do a special, and he needs to do it on ESPNU because the O Show doesn't exist. That's what I want to see.
Okay.
Bobby, your coach is coming back this weekend. John Fox is coming back. How do you rate Jack Del Rio's performances as interim head coach?
3-1. Can't argue with that. The only loss was kind of a fluky loss to the Patriots. He gave it the best effort. So I think he did a great job. I think it was a good audition for him for a head coaching job next year. I bet you he gets one next year. JD, speaking of Ron Burgundy, I don't know if you saw him hosting. He did a whole half hour with TV station North Dakota. I watched it. It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
He's going to be co-hosting Dan Patrick this week, as well as doing SportsCenter with Champ.
Yep.
Champ Kind. What should Ron Burgundy host next?
Well, I already have him hosting a Christmas
you do
special.
That. Yep.
But he's got to host a show, right? I want him as the host for Fox Sunday morning, the Fox pregame show.
Yeah, NFL on Fox?
Because to me, that's the most fun of the pregame shows. Think what you will about all the guys, but it would be hilarious to see him because, you know, Terry would love it. He's going to be laughing. Jimmy's going to think it's hilarious. Howie is going to be just annoyed.
He's like, can we talk serious football for a minute?
Exactly. I think that would be hilarious. So time for my final question
for
you,
Bobby.
Your
final question.
It's a simple question. Have you ever eaten poo?
I set myself up for
yes,
this one,
you
didn't
did.
I? Today I did, JD.
Oh, you did?
Today I did.
What happened?
Changed a diaper.
Okay.
And in the midst of it, didn't get to wash my hands afterwards because it was a poopy diaper. And then I take the kid into the other room, holding her on the sofa. At the same time, my lunch arrives on the coffee table. And I start eating it, and there's garlic bread with it. I eat the garlic bread. I lick my fingers, and I say to my wife, I just ate some poop because I totally just cleaned a poopy diaper. I touched my daughter's nether regions, and then I ate that poop off my finger. So, yeah, I have now officially eaten poop, JD. Thank you for bringing that to the attention of everybody. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's the least I can do. So that brings us close to the station. When we come back, last call, one stop away.
Closing time. Turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl.
It's raining mice.
Wow.
From the skies.
Okay.
2,000 mice.
What?
Rained down from the skies on parachutes in Guam. They were dropped by the military. It was part of a program that was set together to eradicate snakes in Guam. Now, the snakes in Guam have apparently keep getting into electric substations, which has caused about 80 damage substations a year, costing as much as $4 million annually in repair costs and productivity. So this was an effort to get rid of the snakes. They dropped 2,000 dead mice in tiny cardboard parachutes. The dead mice were pumped full of painkillers, which apparently the painkillers will kill the snakes. So if the...
So, okay, A, they had to kill the mice.
Kill the mice, then put a bunch of Tylenol inside of them, and then put them in these 2,000 little, like, birdhouse-type things.
Imagine if that's your job. That'll
drop, yeah. Hell of a job. It's an $8 million program, though. $8 million
to kill these snakes. Are the snakes that much of a problem?
Well, like I said, it's a $4 million annual repair cost, and that was estimated in 2005. So $4 million a year.
That's ridiculous.
They say that the snakes got there in the 1950s, probably because of a cargo shipment inadequately inspected. But the island has 2 million snakes, which are 13,000 per square mile, which is more concentrated than Amazonian rainforests.
All I can think of is Dumb and Dumber, where, like, Petey's dead, and, you know, they're trying to make Petey look alive. This is... I don't know why that makes me think of that, but this is just crazy.
Yeah. Or what if you're the helicopter pilot that's flying this mission?
What's your mission, sir? Like, what's your mission?
What's your cargo? Hauling a bunch of dead mice. Okay, for what now? Gonna drop them over the forest.
With little parachutes, though. Super. Little parachutes.
They're gonna look really cute.
They will. They'll be floating down.
Adorable.
Yeah, but no. No. Bobby, mine's from Springfield, Massachusetts, and I know you're a big fan of the Merriam-Webster Dictionary.
Big time fan. That's the only one I go to in my Scrabble battles.
Every year they announce the top word of the year.
All right.
And they have a list, but they also list the top word. The top word this year, you know, first let me tell you how they find this top word.
All right.
It's big percentage of lookups this year over last year.
All right. So it's what people are trying to figure out the definition for.
Yes. All right. Yes. This year, the top word is science. Science.
People are just looking up science? The definition of science.
I hear this word science. What is science?
Huh.
That is the word of the year. Yeah, their quote, it's a word that is connected to broad cultural dichotomies, observation and intuition, evidence and tradition. A wide variety of discussions centered on science this year. And the guy goes on and on and on. We heard debates about phony science and this. So, you know, it made sense that science. No, it doesn't make sense. Everybody should know what science is.
Yeah, and what are these discussions going on? Because clearly it's a discussion that somebody's having, and then the other person's going, huh. What was that word they kept using the entire time? Oh, phony science? How do you even spell that science? Well, I don't even know what that means. It was not a very good discussion if that's what was going on, JD. If one of the persons didn't know the word science and had to look it up afterwards,
yeah,
not a solid discussion.
Number two, cognitive. I'll give you that.
That's fine.
You know, a lot of talk about cognitive disability.
Cognitive dissonance. That's another.
Yep, with NFL. Mm-hmm. and they even quoted the NFL and NHL players with traumatic brain injuries and talk about cognitive issues. Other words making the top 10, rapport.
Fair enough. That's fine. That's fine.
Niche.
Really? That's going to.
That's on there. Ethic.
Oof.
Paradox. Okay. All right. Visceral.
I'll allow it.
Integrity.
If you have to look it up, you don't have it. let's just go with that.
Metaphor. And the last
What's
one.
What's that a metaphor for?
The last one. Communication.
Oh, boy.
This is where America is, people.
Thank you, Merriam-Webster, for reminding us how far we have still to go.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Well, it has been a very fun podcast. Great to have you back in the studio, Bobby.
Good to be back.
Good to talk about all the topics, even you eating poo.
Yeah, so. Thank you again. One more time. Big round of applause for you for bringing that up. It's something that we always talk about when we're in between, we're always like, hey, how was this week? How was Thanksgiving? All this. And so I brought up this story. I was like, oh, man, today I ate poo. And he's like, woo. And then I should have known that he was going to scratch that down and throw it right back at me during the podcast.
You didn't say it was off the record. So, until next week, have a good one.
I ate that poop off my finger.